And good morning, every single body. Oh, am I excited to be on Dr. Gina's radio chat. Y'all, I really love this show. I love communicating with everyone and all of our guests. I'm just so thankful and so blessed. I give God all the glory. I'm telling you, we got a good show for you today. Very informative and very funny. We just got some good people coming on today. We got Bill Ingram. He's a national concert promoter. We also have makeup artist from DC, Ebony. She'll be joining us. She did my makeup for my photo shoot for Health and Soul. And also we have Antonia Richardson. She is actually a hairstylist in the DC area. And she did my hair in a previous photo shoot that was done by Delisa Carroll. You all heard her on here last week talking about photography, but mostly giving us so much 411 about branding. So she's my local photographer and they are contracted with her, and she to give you the full glamour look. And so I wanted to include them in Dr. Gina's radio chat because all of you know that this is a platform. If you got a passion and you're giving God all the glory, this is a place you need to be. And of course, I can't forget my co-host and my buddy, my brother, my main man, comedian A-Train. He'll be joining us, bringing us the funny, and he's going to be updating on all the things that's going on, what's popping, what stage he going to be on, because you know he be slinging them jokes from the north to the south, and he just be bringing it. So anyway, he's going to tell us about what happened yesterday on Valentine's Day, and so we're excited about all of that. But I just am so glad. I wanted to say that I hope everybody had a good evening and got plenty of rest and you're having a blessed day today. Today in Washington, D.C., it is partly cloudy and it's going to be a high in the 50s. And as well as in Detroit, Michigan, we have a cloudy 31 degrees. And let's see, in Richmond, Virginia, we have cloudy 43. It looks like it's cloudy. Jacksonville, you're partly cloudy, but you got more sun than anybody. 74 degrees is your high. And Dallas, Texas, you got the best sun coverage. You got all sun, but good googly, you're still kind of cold in Dallas, Texas. You got 59 high today. Anyway, we're getting ready for Bill Ingram to join with us right now, national concert promoter. Hey, Bill.
How you doing?
How are you?
I'm fine. How about you?
I'm fantastic. Well, you know, you and I have never met face to face, but I have to say I really, really enjoyed the show on the 11th. And, you know, everybody knows that you're a concert promoter, so this is what you do. And it was the Valentine's Day Soul Jam. And it was amazing. I wish everybody could have been there. Everybody, all of my listeners, you should have been there. We had the stylistics. There was the dramatics was Howl, there.
Yeah, Hal Melvin, Blue Notes, the Intruders. And I heard you did a fantastic job opening up the show for us.
You did. Oh, well, thank you so much. It was such a blessing and an honor to be there. I'm telling you, I really had a great time. I'm telling you, it was nice. People were dressed. They were looking gorgeous. The men, the women, everybody, all ages. It was multicultural. I mean, it was great up in Atlantic City. Very nice crowd. How did that show come about? I mean, do you put those shows together? How does promotion go? Do you put them together or are they packaged already?
No. We put them together ourselves, you know. Sometimes they do come prepackaged, as you say, with a national tour, but this one we put together ourselves. We do this every year. Every Valentine's weekend, we normally put together a mature show. We don't want to call it an oldie show because, we still this mature adult.
Right.
So we put together a great show like that every year, Valentine, and we utilize the Tropicana Casino in Atlantic City. It's a beautiful place, is accessible, and it has all the amenities you want. So we utilize that, and unfortunately, I didn't get to see you because I had to run down the street to Boardwalk Hall because that same night we had Erica Badu and Tyrese at Bulwark Hall. So I was running between the two shows back and forth.
Oh, wow. I wish, you know what, I didn't even realize. I kind of knew that it was down the street, but I didn't know how far. I wish I had went on and just went down there, down the street, just to, you know, see how that flow was and to meet you and see you and see if I could catch up with you. But I had such a good time. It was my birthday weekend. Yes, on the day after, the 12th was actually my birthday, so it was really a great celebration. And for all of you, like, I love what you said, the mature crowd, because a lot of those songs, I mean, I was so shocked how many, you forget them, but you hear them, you know what I mean? You hear them, but then you forget right. them, and then you're seeing them singing them, and you're like, wow, I was singing, I was dancing. People were dancing and singing and having such a great time because they still play a lot of those songs on the night groove and all of that, you know, the night groove and the midnight right. hour, all of that stuff when you driving home at night. They still play right. all those songs. So it was really, really fun because right. some of them yeah. I grew up on, but then some of them I was actually jamming to when I was in high school and, you know, in college, you know, my college age and all of that stuff. So yeah, it was great. It was great. It was yeah. great. And everybody, the production team was great.
Right. You don't realize, you know, that's real music. You know, that's when music was music. You know, everybody back then, you know, actually could sing. You know, it wasn't enhanced like today with a lot of technology. That was just straight out music, singing, you know, a good time. You know, it brought you back to a time when you said, you know what, you know, things ain't too bad out here. You know, so it took your mind away for a little while.
Well, what I love about it is not it's because you got the band and you got the harmony. I mean, and you got the outfits and you got the routines and, you know, and it, all of that is great. But what the lyrics are saying, that's the thing that I think we're missing so much in, is just a heartfelt message. Every song that I just was reminded of has some kind of love, you know, a heartbreak, or I want you back, or, you know,
yeah,
you
right, know, right.
girl. Well, I mean, it was just beautiful.
Well, if you like that, then you're really going to like this. You know, we have an annual Mother's Day weekend in Atlantic City. This is our ninth year that we have promoted this particular weekend. We get over 30,000 people who come down to Atlantic City from Friday, May the 12th this year, to Sunday, May the 14th.
Wow.
You know, we start off the evening on Friday with our welcoming party. This year we have, if you like old school, then you'll like this. We have an old school hip hop with Special K. I mean, excuse me, Special Ed.
That's what I said, Special Ed.
Hey! Yeah. With Special Ed and also Sam the Beast. Sam the Beast has all the little party songs in the clubs that we used to dance to. And, you know, that's on Friday. Saturday, we have Frankie Beverly and Maze. We have Gladys Knight. We have Kim. That is on our Saturday lineup. Then, Saturday night, we don't stop there. We have an after party. It goes into 4 in the morning. We have a vendor. We have food. We have a midnight fashion show. You know, then Sunday.
A midnight fashion show? Wow.
Sunday morning, we get up, we have brunch, which we have a jazz brunch for everybody. And then Sunday night, we wrap up the weekend with an up-close and personal concert, this year featuring Stephanie Mills and Troop.
Oh, so, my God. Stephanie Mills and who?
Troop.
Oh, okay. So right. Listen, Stephanie, this is something huge. This is the first I've ever heard of this, Bill. I'm so excited because I've never heard of anything like this. It's so much stuff that you could do. I'm just telling the listeners, you might want to look into this, and Bill is going to give all the information. You got Stephanie Mills. I have actually co-hosted a show that she did in Baltimore. And Al Wash was the promoter of that show for Mother's Day in Baltimore last year. And it she is amazing. You talking about her body tight, y'all. I'm talking about she look good and she is singing. 70 Mills gives a good show. And then Frankly Beverly, and I hosted also for Kim, so I know he gives a great show. And who doesn't know about Frankie Beverly and Maze? You know you're going to always win with them. But I want to know about Bill, because this show sounds so exciting. You said you have vendors. You said you have a fashion show.
So
who all can participate with the vending, and who all can participate with the fashion show?
Well, I mean, it's open to anybody. We have a if you go to our website, which is I'll make it easy for people, is P. The letter P again, shows, S-H-O-W-S, .com, ppshows.com. If you go on there, you see everything that we offer for that whole weekend, and you have a chance, if you want to, sign up to participate, to be a vendor, to be a model, to be a designer. So it's opportunities in there, too. For the audience to participate too.
Wow. This again, the dates are May the 11th?
It's May the 12th through the 14th.
May the 12th. Through the 14th.
Friday through that Sunday.
Okay. Well, listen, you done heard it. They got old school hip hop. They got Special Ed, and they got the next day. They got everything. The brunch. They got Frankie Beverly and Maze. They got Troop. They got Stephanie Mills. They got vending opportunities. They got model opportunities. They got designer opportunities. This sounds like a great, long and fun event. You know, you need to go. Where can they go and get their tickets? How can they purchase tickets? And
well,
how does
like
the hotel?
I said, if you go into our website, ppshows.com, we have information about how you can get tickets, how you can sign up to be a vendor, with every night details. So, you know, you can get all the information off our website. If you can't, you can always call you and always get my number, because I'm always accessible.
Yeah, you can always get in touch with me, you guys. You can go on Dr. Gina's radio chat, drginaprince.com or drginasradiochat.com, and you can go ahead and inbox me. Any of you that follow me on social media, I'm on all social media. If you're tuning in for the first time, you can contact me at Gina R. Prince or Dr. Gina R. Prince. Google me. You can get all of that information, but don't hesitate. This is the event that I'm excited about. I would love to be there. I love all of the things that reminds me of how much fun I had and I can still have today, because the music is still going and we're still excited. And I feel like people are really getting into 90s and 80s and 70s music. And I just think that it's like reviving and bringing so much joy to everyone. Listen, Bill, I want to ask you, are there any hotel packages? Is that also in the... Okay.
Yeah, that's also on the website. The hotel packages, it's discounts for hotel rooms. All you have to do is put in our code and you'll receive the discount either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. So, you know, we're looking forward for everybody to come down. We normally get people, you know, this is in Atlantic City. I'm stationed out of Philadelphia, but we get people as far as, if you understand this, as far as Florida, who comes down to this event. So, it's a great event. We get over 30,000 people. So, hopefully, you know, with your listening audience, you know,
we can double that. We can double
that,
because we got about 300. We got over 200, almost 300,000 listeners now. And so I know if all of you are listening, listen, we want to invite you from London. We want to invite you from Jamaica, Bahamas, wherever you at. This is an event that's worth a flight, worth a booking, and worth the tickets. It is so much fun. And again, you know, if you all have any thing that you want to sell, if you have designs that you want to display, I mean, you can actually make your money back. So you go ahead and can sign up for all of that, and you bring your products here, and you pay for your hotel, and you know your flight and all that stuff. And with over, we're gonna just speak 50,000 plus. We're just gonna speak it. Why not, Bill? Why not just say 50,000 plus? Here you have opportunity to make your money back. So that's what I say, Bill. Listen, while we still got you on, is there anything else that you have going on? I know you do really big events. Is there anything smaller in Philly or DC that you got going on between now and then?
Between now and then, Willie, we're doing one other event. That's a new school event with Rick Ross, Yo Gotti, Remy Ma, at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City, March the 18th. We have Cat Williams at Boardwalk Hall in Atlantic City on April the 11th.
April 11th.
I think it's the 11th. I got to check the calendar. I got all these dates in my head now that you asked me.
Well, you should have been ready, Bill. This is the opportunity. We're going to tell everybody what's going on. But anyway, you know, I like to, any door that's open, I'm gonna walk on through. But listen, Bill,
yes.
if you go ahead and send me the list, I can go ahead and announce those dates for you in the opening and remind people how to get in touch with you on your ppsshows.com so they can go ahead and follow up with you and everything. Is this the only way that they can communicate with you? Do you have any Facebook, any Instagram?
Well, they can go on to our Facebook, which is under Platinum Productions. Or they can go on Instagram, which is PP Shows, the number one. So they can reach us that way, or like I said, through our website, which is ppshows.com. Or they can reach me if they want to at bill@platinumshows.com. Once again, that's Bill, at PlatinumShows.com. You can always inbox me and, you know, let me know what you're thinking about, and I'll be happy to respond back to them.
Well, all right. Well, anyway, I'm so glad that you were able to come on, Bill Hill, and I know that they're going to contact you. And like I said, you guys got to go ahead and get your packages, your tickets, all of that, your hotel, your flight tickets, your train. You can even catch the mega bus. Make sure you be there in Atlantic City, May 12th through the 14th. And to get all that information, go and contact Bill at Ingram and his staff at ppsshows.com for your vendor information, your modeling information, and your designer. Sign up for everything. Like I said, you can always get your money back. I believe so, by just bringing your products, if you have any products, and just believe that you can get it done and have a good time at the same time. Right, Bill?
Right. And let me say something. The website is ppshows.com.
It's PT as in Tom.
The letter P, like in Paul, the letter P, like in Paul again,
yeah.
Shows, shows.com, ppshows.com.
Yeah. It might have sounded like I said T. It's PP, PP Shows. Well, Bill, you are so much fun. I got to have you on again. You are always welcome to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I had so much fun with you. And anytime you want, you know, to get on air and announce something, please don't hesitate to call. It only takes a couple of seconds to let the world know what you got going on, brother. So you're always welcome, okay?
All right. Thank you so much, and thank you for coming out the other night and doing such a great job for us. We really appreciate it.
Well, you know what? I'm open to another opportunity, Bill. Just call me up and let me know if I can put it on the schedule.
We will. Thank you.
All right, Bill. Take care. Listen, Dr. Gina's Radio Chat listeners, we are getting ready to take a commercial break, and then we're going to continue on with some more fun. Stay tuned.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
How do you feel when your alarm clock goes off for work each morning? What's the first battle on your mind? Fuel up on God's Word every weekday with Dr. Steve Green's podcast, At Work with God, so that you have the strength and energy to stay kingdom-minded all day. You can also listen to Dr. Green's leadership podcast, Green Lines, for devotions on spirit-led leadership. And check out his new book, Love Leads, which will be released later this year. Imagine how you would feel after listening to daily words of hope, life, and encouragement. Find At Work with God and Green Lines on iTunes, Google Play, or cpnshows.com.
What it is, everybody, it's your boy Country Wayne, Mr. Swag, right and everything, and I'm on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right. Ebony, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Ebony. Thank you for coming on and giving us 5 minutes of glam. What you got for the listeners today?
Thank you so much for having me, and today we're going to be talking about how to create a simple and quick makeup look for when you're in the hurry and you really don't have time. The first thing you want to focus on is your eyebrows. You want to make sure that you either get them threaded, plucked, or waxed. You want to make sure that they're neat and cleaned up. If you don't want to get your eyebrows done, you can always fill them in. And I call that the fake it till you make it technique, which I do every morning. If you want to fill them in, you can use the Anastasia Beverly Hills Brow Wiz Pencil. I think that the Brow Wiz Pencil and the Perfect Brow Pencil, they both work. But I prefer the Brow Wiz Pencil only because it gives more product, it's soft to the touch, and it glides on easily. Also, that specific product has an eyebrow brush at the end, at the other end. So you can use that to brush your brows into place for blending. And also, when you do your eyebrows, please, please, please make sure that you don't just draw them on and walk out the house. You want to make sure you take a little bit of time to blend them. And after that, next we'll be talking about eyeliner. My go-to eyeliner right now is Black Radiant, which is a drugstore brand. I don't always like the expensive stuff. Sometimes the inexpensive stuff works just as good. And I get that from my local Rite Aid. And that product just gives you the perfect black matte wing. And I love doing a wing liner every day at work. You know, I got to add a little extra to my face. That's for the ladies who are a little more experienced. And next, you don't want to forget your mascara. My go-to product right now is the Milani Cosmetics mascara, which is also a drugstore brand that can be found at like Walgreens, Rite Aid. I believe Walmart sells it as well. And our next step is lipstick. And our go-to lipstick for this look is red lipstick. To me, I feel like red lipstick screams confidence. It says, I'm here, I'm in the room, and I'm commanding attention. And, you know, if you want to do a little extra, that's the perfect color for you. Some people may say, oh, I don't know what color to choose from, or I keep choosing the wrong one. It makes me turn kind of like green or orange. Well, that's why I'm here to assist. So for fair-skinned women, for lighter-skinned women, you want to stick to lipsticks that have more of a cool blue undertone. Just pay attention and look very closely. You'll see like a cool tint or a warm tint. Bright, vibrant red show up gorgeous on lighter skin. And it's the perfect complement on the lips to help enhance your beauty and make your teeth look whiter and brighter. A lipstick I would recommend for, you know, lighter skin women is Ruby Woo. That can kind of go across all skin tones. You would just have to try it out. You know, it depends on what your preference is, and that's a matte lipstick. Another lipstick would be Too Faced by Too Faced Lady Balls, and it's a matte red as well. And that one looks gorgeous. I used it on a client the other day, and she loved it, and I loved it. For medium brown skin women, some red lipsticks you could try are ones that have an orange undertone, a warm tone, like a brick red color or something like that. you don't want to wear the red lipsticks with the blue undertone because they can kind of make you look green sometimes, so steer away from that. And some lipsticks you could use are NYX Cosmetics has some good reds. Again, the Too Faced brand, which is a little more high-end, that can be found in Ulta and Sephora. They have some nice lipsticks as well. And Urban Decay, which is found in Ulta and Sephora, also had some nice lipsticks that you could try out. I always say it's not, you know, about how expensive the makeup is or where you bought it from. It's just all in knowing how to apply it properly and having the right tools and knowledge to create a successful look. And for my darker skin beauties that have a little extra melanin, you want to stick to red lipsticks that have a deep, dark, rich wine red. And again, you could go to NYX Cosmetics, which is sold in Ulta or at your local Target or beauty supply store. Or you can use Urban Decay as well, and they have some nice, like, burgundy tinted red lipsticks as well. For all of these lipsticks, you want to make sure that you use a brown or black lip liner. Again, ladies, do not just draw the lip liner on and put the lipstick on and go out the house. Please make sure that you blend the lip liner with the lipstick so that everything can look flawless. And so just to sum up our tips, we talked about eyebrows, we talked about eyeliner, we talked about mascara, and we talked about choosing the proper red lipstick for your skin tone. And that sums up our look for today.
Well, I have a couple of questions, Ebony, before you go. Okay. I mean, sometimes I will and sometimes I won't. But I wanted to ask you, red lipstick. I love a red lipstick. I just think it just makes your lips just pop. You know, I think it even makes your lips look a little fuller, you know, the red lip. But what kind of red lip is good? I mean, a matte or a glossy? Now, this is what I'm asking you. So if you get a matte lipstick, would a matte lipstick look more conservative than a glossy lip? Is a glossy red lip more a night lipstick?
Okay, so a matte lipstick, I would say yes, that's a little more conservative. It, even though it's red and it's in your face, it's still kind of toned down. A glossy lipstick, I would definitely say that's more for nighttime. I mean, don't get me wrong, you can wear lipstick and gloss anytime, whenever you want to wear it, but if you're trying to be more conservative, I would recommend wearing that at night when you're going on a date.
Okay, that's what I wanted to know. And the store brand, a lot of people are caught up in brand names, MAC and et cetera, which, I mean, I love it all. I want it to look right. So, I mean, I use some of whatever. I use MAC. I use L'Oreal. I use some of everything. So when you say the store brand, because you're saying that sometimes their products are just as good. Didn't we have a discussion about some of those brands are bought by the higher end brands? Can you give a little tip on that? Yeah,
we did have a discussion about that. If I'm correct, MAC and let's see, I believe it's MAC and some of the Victoria's Secret makeup, they are under the same larger brand. And so for me, like both of them are kind of on the pricey side, but everybody kind of gears towards MAC because of the name. Mm-hmm. But they serve the same purpose. It's the same company. It's the same product. It's just different branding.
Wow. Bam. So if those of you that did not know that, now you know. So you might want to look into that and check into that. Ebony, thank you so much for joining us on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you can hear Ebony once a month, every month on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, giving you 5 minutes of glam. She is so good at that, and she'll help you save money because everybody just can't afford to have a good look. But guess what? You can. You can afford it. And she's going to tell you how affordable look for your face. And I love that tip about blending your eyebrows, and I love that tip about blending that lip liner. I tell you, I done went through a lot of eyebrow transitions in my day.
We all, trust me.
I'm hoping I finally got it right. It's been a long time coming, I tell you. All the way back from when black eyebrows was in style. And then I look back at that like, who made that the style that we can have these black square eyebrows?
Right. That's why I had to make sure I gave that tip. Yes, I had to give that blending tip.
Well, thank you so much, and I love it, because what Ebony is going to bring is she's going to bring you tips to make it look natural. She's going to make you feel comfortable, how you can be safe and bold colors. She's going to tell you affordable tips. So it's a lot of information that Ebony is going to bring to help you get that glam look that you so desire, and for pennies pretty much. So, and maybe give you some tips on sales that's going on, and maybe you don't even know about with makeup and eyelashes and stuff like that. So, right. Ebony, how can everybody reach you?
Everybody can reach me at my website, ebonytyler.com/makeup. I can also be reached on Instagram at livelove_design. And there they'll show all my work. And soon I'll be starting a YouTube channel. So next month I'll definitely have that for you guys.
Well, amen. God bless. I say amen because I really need some of those.
Yes, because people keep asking me for it, a YouTube channel.
Yes, I think it's great. Well, you know what, Ebony? Thank you again for being a part of Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And you can catch Ebony every month on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Again, giving you tips for the glam look that you so desire. Thanks again, Ebony. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You have a blessed day, too.
All right, we're moving on to more glam looks. We're going to be talking to Antonio. Antonio, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Thank you so much. Antonio Richardson bringing us 5 minutes of hair care. Go on and give the listeners what they need.
All right, so today I just kind of wanted to talk about our salon visit or trip. So you know how us ladies, we love to, once we get that little bit of growth and, you know, our hair is finally to our hair goals, but we go to the salon and our stylist says, well, hon, you know you need a trim. And then, like, it feels like the world has completely came to an end. So my stylist hair care tip for today is pretty much get a trim. Like, don't be afraid to cut your hair. Don't be afraid to when your stylist says it's time for a trim, because that will actually benefit your hair. If you're holding on to your dead ends, that then can lead to more problems as far as breakage or shedding, a lot more shedding than usual. So you definitely want to make sure that you're getting your ends trimmed, and as well as your deep conditioning treatment, at least twice a month. That will do your hair great, especially if you're experiencing any dry, brittle hair, breakage. It always has to come down to either you need a trim or we need a treatment. So don't be afraid. But let's say your hair, you need about 4 inches off. Probably try to compromise with your stylist and say, okay, I'll do 2 today and 2 next visit. But don't be afraid to cut your hair, and your hair will then eventually grow, and it will continue to grow. And if you're looking for healthy hair, it starts with a trim.
Well, this is what I love about that information, because, let me go into this. People that wear weaves all the time, they don't never get their hair trimmed most of the time. And, I am definitely a victim of that. How a victim? That would be somebody doing something to me. No, I'm not a victim of it. I'm wrong for doing that. But let me ask you something. What would you tell those people like myself who, the 3 months, the 2 months, the 1 month weave, and never getting their ends trimmed? How does that affect your hair?
You're not doing your hair any justice at all as far as wanting to be more healthy as far as your hair goes. So you definitely want to take a break in between your weaves. So if you're going at least 2 months, know that at the end of that 2 months when you need to take it out, refresh it, make sure that you're getting your ends trimmed as well, so that if you keep it in for another 2 months, just know that within that next 2 months, you're going to have to get your ends trimmed. So definitely don't hold out, because in the end, you're going to blow it out. It's going to be beautiful, but then when you go to style it, since those ends are dead, it's not going to do much for you. And then if you're holding out for 2 months, 3 months, not getting a haircut, the more you'll have to get cut off will be a lot more than you are expecting. So keep up with those cuts.
And see, that's the thing, you know, as far as why not get your ends trimmed, especially when you're getting it braided up and putting it in a track anyway. I just think it's just a whole delusion of just, you know, let one, you know, your hair to grow. But you're right. When you put it in, when you let it out and you put it in a style, it won't hold the style because your ends are damaged. Yep. And, you know, why not get your ends trimmed? Well, I love that. I love that information. And how can people get in touch with you, Antonia?
They can get in touch with me through my website. It's antonia-michaela.com. And then also on Instagram, it's actually t.h.e_AntoniaMichaela.
And so now with this in mind, what can people expect from you? Because Antonia is going to be with us every month, and she's going to be giving us tips about how to take care of our hair, our natural hair, and things like that. Because you do photo shoots, right, as well?
Yes, I do. And weddings and all that fun stuff. Yeah.
Yes, and she'll give you a nice, glossy, shiny look without a bunch of hair oil weighing your hair down. I can attest to that. So I'm looking forward to having you on and giving these tips for everyone, because I just believe that people need to be encouraged about having healthy hair. Even if you're wearing wigs or if you're wearing weaves, it's good to give your hair good conditioning, good trimming. You know, take care of your hair. It's still on your head.
Yes, because you can have beautiful hair under your weave. It doesn't have to be that, oh, yeah, I have no hair, that's why I wear weaves. No, I wear weaves because I want my hair to be healthy. So, yeah,
right, and you never know when you get to that point in life where you just don't want to wear a weave anymore, and you want your hair, you don't want any regrets where you have to wear a weave and a wig. You want to try to take care of your hair and wear them because you want to. You want the glamour, the length, and all of that, right?
Yes, of course.
Well, all right. Well, everybody got your information. And again, you can catch Antonia on Dr. Gina's radio chat every month, giving you hair tips. And she's going to be giving you 5 minutes of complete hair care. Thank you so much for joining in on Dr. Gina's radio chat. And we're going to be going into, you're welcome. And we're going to be going into a commercial break. You guys stay tuned and we'll be back soon.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, this is Michelle, and I'm here with you on Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, you guys, this has been such an informative show. Again, I am so guilty of doing some of these things. So I'm very excited about just getting all of these tips, because I know it's helping me, and I know that it, you know, will help you. And again, just a recap, if you want to go on to go to the Atlantic City show, that is May the 12th through the 14th in Atlantic City, go on PPShows, P as in Paul, shows, shows.com. If you have books, if you have perfume, if you have makeup, if you have vases, paintings, I mean, whatever it is, go ahead and go and check out the website so you can go ahead and see what opportunities there are for you. And again, if you are a designer, this is an opportunity for you to be able to display your designs and et cetera. So I'm very excited about this. And again, they, you know, he said it was over 30,000 people there. I believe that to be so. I know that they are doing a lot there in Atlantic City as well. And what I really loved about the venue is that even though you might not be a gambler, but you want to see a show, listen, I know a lot of church folks that go to the casino to eat those buffet meals and have a good time with that. And so anyway, it's a great place to go and look at a great show. It's nice and cozy and comfortable and a lot of seats, a lot of room for you to be able to have a good time. And so anyway, I recommend that. And I love the information about the red lipstick and all of that. I love that because I love a good red lipstick. I really do. All right. Well, anyway, and getting your hair trim, please, ladies, get your hair trim and get a good conditioner underneath that weave and let your hair breathe sometime. Some of you all that follow me know that I take my hair out and I'll either wear a ponytail or I'll wear my natural hair. I mean, just give a versatility and some break, you know, but I do love a good, you know, track or two. I really do. I love the length. I love the thickness, the fullness and things like that. And so anyway, it's fun being a girl. Why not? The guys don't matter. They like you with hair, without. They don't care. They just like girl, female. So, you know, they don't care. Do what you like to do. Anyway, we're ready for my main man, A-Train. Hey, A-Train.
What's going on, Dr. Gina?
What's going on? What is going on with you?
I'm good. I'm tripping out. I hear you telling these ladies about how they need to take care of that wig up under wig. Did you just tell them people to make sure they do their edges and everything?
Cause you yes, don't want I did.
Yeah, you can't have a mix match. You can't have silky on front on the top and then that little curly natural on the bottom. That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
What's going on, A-Train? So you on the road again? What's happening?
I am. I'm out here on this road. We just wrapped up last night in Gainesville. At Gainesville, with Country Wayne. We went to University of Florida, slung them jokes last night, man. And it was a phenomenal show, real phenomenal. And this weekend I'll be in Atlanta again with Willie Moore Jr. And of course, you know, we did that last Friday. Willie Moore
right.
Jr. did his Happily After All book tour. We launched and kicked that off last Friday in Jacksonville. It was a sold out show. We ripped the stage, man. Shout out to my dude, Willie Moore Jr. I was on his show last Friday. You know, he has a nationally syndicated show. So he was showing me mad love. And we were just out here rocking, man, hitting the stage. And it was a crazy show, man. This dude is building up marriages, relationships, and single people. He's equipping them as well. So I was real honored to be on that platform slinging these jokes. You know what I mean?
Well, I am just so excited for you, and I'm so glad for the opportunities that continue to open up for you. And I wish so bad that I was there yesterday, because two of my favorite guys, I'm telling you, that's what I posted the other day. I was like, dang, I wish I could be there, because both of y'all make me laugh so bad. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that.
Good grief, why couldn't I be in that audience with both of them at the same time doing what they do, you know? Anyway, so what's going on this week? What you want to tell the people? What kind of trending stuff? Or what about those Grammy Awards?
Oh, my God. I got CeeLo Green. I'm starting a GoFundMe account for CeeLo Green. We're going to get him a new wardrobe because CeeLo Green showed up looking like a robot from 2028. You know what I mean? We don't know what's going on with CeeLo, but we want the old CeeLo back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And so, and shout out to Chance the Rapper doing his thing. That brother ain't even signed with a label. So that's inspiring a lot of us up and coming independent artists that just do your thing, man. But you got to be good, though. You got to be good if you're not going to sign with a label and do whatever you're going to do. So that's trending. And last but certainly not least, Beyonce looking like one of them Hispanic Christian candles.
The Catholic candle. Yeah, I know.
Right. Beyonce out there looking like a Catholic Christian candle. And she is doing her thing, carrying them twins. So, you know, shout out to Jay-Z and the little Jay-Z X that's on their way. That brother that them dropped off two for one. Got two papers for the price of one. So, yeah, man, that trend, the top of the whole Grammy and all of that is, you know, and shout out to Lil Yachty. You know, Lil Yachty is doing his thing. He showed up with, you know, he got the red beads in the hair. He got the colorful teeth in his mouth, look like a mouthful of Skittles, you know, but he's doing his thing. That brother just did a Target commercial. They got Lil Yachty in a Sprite commercial. They got him in a Target commercial. And he is just doing his thing. Got a clothing line with Nautica. So my thing is, this our year. It doesn't matter what you look like. This our year. Just know that. Because Lil Yachty is letting us know it doesn't matter what you look like. Just walking through your season. So that's what I'm trying to do out here in these streets, Dr. Gina.
I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you. This is... I don't know what's going on with CeeLo. I really don't. God, I just don't. I just pray for the brother. I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe it's a message there. You know what I'm saying?
And he's such a brilliant. He's a brilliant cat, man. So I don't know why, you know, he has to do it like that. But it threw me and threw everybody else. Like, I don't know what's going on. This must be a Star Wars convention. And he got his dates messed up. You know, I assume he was trying to go to a Star Wars convention. Certainly wasn't going to the Grammys. Not looking like that.
Oh, wow. So tell us more about the Willie Moore Jr. show that's coming up. You said this weekend, right?
Yeah, on Thursday the 16th, we'll be in Atlanta for the next stop on the Willie Moore Jr. tour. And that's going to be real dope, just like it was last week. I'm telling you, Dr. Gina, real talk, we really do need to give a big shout out just from, you know, from one radio family to another radio family. That brother is doing something that is phenomenal, because keep in mind what Willie Moore Jr. did on social media and, you know, and then what he's doing on radio, you know, it's really unheard of. You know, millions of followers on social media and then, you know, jumping on a national syndicated radio show. And this brother got a book that's out there doing really well. And then the tour that is kicking off, I'm telling you, from our family, you know, the Dr. Genie radio chat, you know, to Willie Moore Jr.'s radio family, I'm telling you, we definitely salute them, man. We definitely salute them.
Exactly. Yes, we love, yeah. I mean, anything that God is telling people to do, I mean, because he always gives God all the glory. He always says he does what he's led to do, and he motivates
right.
like that. And so that's the thing that I love. He stays true to right. the platform that he didn't create, but that God had given him. And so, I mean, this is what I've been, remember, we've had this conversation before about
yeah.
marriages.
Yeah.
This is something that I really, really am excited about, you know, period, that somebody is, you know, able to stand up and shout it out, you know, into yeah. to the universe, that it's okay to be married and happy and you know, about your wife and the blessings that come with that. Did he touch
Absolutely.
Down on some of that stuff when y'all were, you know, in a conference?
He did. And like I told you, it was a sold out show. And not only did he touch on about how good it is or how cool it is, you know, for you and your spouse, you know, to be together in whatever endeavors you guys have going on, but they also touched on a lot of real stuff, like, you know, hey, sometimes we don't get along. And they were like, hey, no, our marriage ain't peachy and rosy 24/7. You know what I mean? He's like, I just called my mama on my wife the other day, you know, so it's like they talked about the good, the bad, and the ugly, and then they let people know what they can do in the middle and to bring and smooth out some of those rough edges. And it was real. Like you say, we always keep it 100, you know what I mean? And that's
mm-hmm.
what we did with couples. And, you know, so to add the comedy in there, you know, they had comedy, they had different events and activities for couples, you know, and then, of course, he spoke, and then he and his wife, you know, closed it out together. They had music, you know, had some of the biggest, you know, Christian artist groups that was represented in there that night. So it was a real phenomenal thing to where he brought the kingdom together so that we can continue to do kingdom work in a real unorthodox format. So I'm just honored to be a part of it, you know, and to do my little piece with Slay Them Jokes. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't know what jumped on me that night,
but I literally tore that place up.
Well, all right.
One of the bishops of the city, you know, he was there. I mean, he was on the front row. He was like, he was in tears, man. Everybody had such a good time, and people didn't even want to leave. So I'm telling you all, man, if you're in a city near where this tour is going to be taking place, you definitely want to come out and support it, because it's like something that I've never seen before. So that's real.
Well, I don't think it's been anything like that before, and this is why it's such a blessing, and it's busting open, mm-hmm. wide open, because, you know, like I say, you know, people that are, you know, they are confident in their marriage, they're bold and they're transparent, and they see the benefit and they see the whole vision of what marriage is all about. And so once you get that revelation, it's just something that's like fire to your bones. You can't be quiet about it. And it's like, because the revelation about it helps you stay through the hard times. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because it's a bigger picture.
And it's for singles, too. It was singles in there as well, which means, you know, a lot of times singles need to get around, because that's what they said they did. When they were singles, they said they got around married couples that they saw was actually working. You know what I mean? And so if you're single out there, and you know what I'm saying, this tour and this show is for you as well, because, you know, the information that they're putting out and the things we're doing, it caters to relationships, and it caters to those who are looking to be in a relationship. So it's a well-rounded thing, man. Real talk.
Well, see, this is my thing. I think, you know, like you were saying, you know, I want to get, this might be funny to some people, but I'm being dead serious. Make sure that you are connecting to married couples that God is sending you to, because you don't want to get no insecure married couple, because then they ain't going to give you the full effect of what marriage is about. Let God send you a married couple that will see your value, and they want to pray a marriage for you as well, like an impartation. Right. Make sure you get somebody that is anointed to birth out other marriages. You just don't want to be around just anybody, because you got insecure females, insecure guys, you got stuff in the mix and a mess. You just don't get with anybody. Make sure that God sends you that couple that's going to actually impart it to you, that revelation, so you can start looking like. See, that's what that's what I'm envisioning. You want to look like a marriage, that you are marriage material. You know, you don't want to look like you trying to be single, being with a married woman, hanging out with a married couple that's trying to be single in a marriage. You want to make sure you get with a couple that is embracing and that's anointed, so you can get that impartation. Come on, somebody. And that you can start being groomed to be a wife, being set up for your husband that God is preparing, has prepared for you, right?
Right, you're right. Because a lot of, you know, when you listen to a lot of singles and they talking about relationships and what they want, and when you look at majority of the items on their list, it's like, you know what? That's so far off from what reality of a marriage is, until it's not even funny. So you have a lot of people, they can't find what they need, because they're looking for something that doesn't even exist, and they don't really realize that. You know, so it's important if you get around people who are actually in the groove of that thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
They're in the midst of it. You know what I'm saying? They're thriving. So you can see, like, oh, okay, so all that little fluffy stuff and, you know, over-the-top stuff, not to say that it doesn't happen, but I'm saying that's not a reality. You know what I mean? And you got to get functional, you know. And I'm not talking about somebody dogging you out or you not being valued or appreciated. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about some of the superficial stuff that people put out there about relationships, and that's nowhere close to reality. You know what I mean?
So, well, I want to tell you this. I feel led to say this because people know I'm very transparent. Parent, and A-Train wasn't expecting to hear me say this to the listeners. I really believe, because we've had this conversation before I even knew, or you even knew, I think, that Willie Moe was making a book. I think he was in a process and maybe saying glimpse of it on a show, but really not knowing the whole concept of it all. But you and I have had many conversations on here, and what I'm saying to say is I believe that God has connected us for such a time as this, even from me being single. single because I have not.
Yeah.
Honestly, outside of my spiritual mom and her marriage, I mean, to my dad, I've not seen a young marriage that's like you and Tracy. And it even I'm gonna be honest, so transparent with you, it is so new and so real of God that my flesh and my fleshly understanding had to be totally transformed and renewed to really be able to grasp your relationship, you and your wife.
Wow.
I'm being honest because I just never seen anything like that. Young and vibrant, y'all working together. I mean, it's like you praying for these things, but then when you see it, you don't even really recognize it because your whole understanding has been so perverted that you're under, you know what I'm saying? And because of the relationships you've been in or because of what you've seen growing up. And I literally, I mean, and I'm so glad that we had the conversation, you know, because we have conversations and meetings, because that really gave me more revelation and clarity, and I needed that because honestly, I've never seen it before. I've never seen it.
Wow, that's
so
powerful.
It really it's been a blessing to me, and I'm so thankful that that we're connected. So I just want to let you know that I think it's more than just the business and you know, the connections and the radio. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just because I think about y'all all the time. Like, it's like God just has you pop up in my mind all the time. And I'm just, and I look at, like, how y'all act and how y'all communicate. I look at, the, you know, like, your timeline, and I'm just like, wow. Like, my mind is constantly being renewed at listening.
Wow.
But listen, I know, and we don't have a lot of time, but I know we could talk about this all day. And quickly, if you got a second, just to say something about that and then tell everybody how they can contact you.
Well, absolutely. But before I go into that, I'm not going to miss this opportunity to tell my sister happy birthday. You just celebrated your birthday the other day, right?
I did. Thank you.
Yes. Happy birthday. Yes.
Yay.
So I'm excited for your whole new chapter in life. You know, your book, you got this radio show that's doing things that no other radio show has really tapped into. In the market that you're in. So I'm just really excited about everything that you're embracing in your season. I mean, you're doing the doggone thing all up and down the coast, Dr. G. So I'm just real proud to say that this is my sister, this is my family, and we connected to somebody who is actually out here doing something. I mean, you're doing it all on the secular side, the Christian side, in the industry, period. So that's real dope. And you're doing it, and you're doing it with class. And I love it. And I love it. So.
Oh, thank you. I love you and Tracy so much. You can make me cry. I'm real mushy.
Real
I'm sorry. But I just love y'all. I really do. I'm just so glad that God is in the midst of our relationship. And I just love y'all. So, where can everybody get in touch with you?
They can hit me up on Twitter at A-Train Live. You can hit me up on Facebook at A-Train Live. I got a show coming up here in Jacksonville, Florida on the 24th. Of February at the Ritz Theater, me and Ambrose Jones from Last Time Extending, and I got a special surprise guest that will be there that night too, so you don't want to miss it. Call and get your tickets at 807-2010. Of course, that's area code 904-807-2010.
All right. Well, we loving you here all the way live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Until next time.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.